Thank you, Margaret. Our last batch of news items starts with a business flavour. Local store Roy's of Wroxham is looking to expand, and we are also promised a treat with the opening of a new Italian ice cream parlour.
One of Norfolk's best-known family brand names is keeping an eye out for expansion opportunities and investing in technology as it continues to perform well. Department store chain Roy's reported a 33.6% increase in operating profit, despite a slight fall in turnover, according to accounts recently filed at Company's House. In his strategic report, Managing Director Ed Roy said, "We continue to invest in the use of technology and in the layout of our stores. The directors regard this investment as integral to the continuing success of the business and ensuring we meet the needs of our customers. The family have remained strongly tied to the company, founded by brothers Alfred and Arnold Roy in 1895, and it is now run by Ed Roy alongside his brother, the buying and marketing director, Paul Roy. Their mother, Margaret Roy, recently stood down from the board after 47 years. After originally starting out in Coltishall, the company expanded into Dereham and then at Hoveton St John, with the brand becoming synonymous with Wroxham. Over the years, the company has branched out into baked goods, garden centres, a petrol station, toy shops and cafes, and has embraced technology by allowing transactions on its website."
A new ice cream parlour is set to sprinkle a taste of Italy on the heart of Norwich. Cafe Gelato is opening on Opie Street on October the 8th, with all the frozen delights prepared in store. Shop owners Sandro and Jenny Glorio were inspired to open in Norwich when on holiday from Italy visiting family. Sandro's mother grew up in King's Lynn, but moved to Italy when she fell in love with his father, a rose farmer on the Italian Riviera. While he worked for the family business, his wife Jenny was a barista and recently decided to enrol at the Gelato University in Bologna. The new Norwich Cafe is the first of its kind in the city, and they insist gelato is different to ice cream. There will be a big board in the store showing the difference between the two. Gelato is more like a cream. It's not hard. It's not served with a scoop. It's very soft and doesn't melt. Ice cream is served with a scoop, but gelato is served with a spatula. They will also serve real Italian coffee, which will be served with a small cone. On their opening day, there will be free gelato for everyone, and a teacher from the Gelato University will be helping out.
With the recent start of school, one four-year-old from Norwich started the year on a sweet note. Lydia Munford won a competition held by Jarrell's Toy Department this summer to design a cake. Her design, including lots of fresh fruit, was chosen by executive chef Nick Harris as the winner. Lydia was invited into the store to decorate her very own cake, made by Simon Moore from the Jarrell's catering team. As the icing on the cake, Lydia was given a chef's hat and uniform and was served afternoon tea in the pantry restaurant with friends and family. After the complete royal treatment, she now has a new dream. "I felt very special when the chef gave me a uniform. I now want to be a cook," she said.
Three boats packed with adults and children in bright orange life vests arrived on the shore, throwing ropes to locals who helped them to land. The scene unfolded at Pool's Ferry in Norwich as part of the Bishop's Pilgrimage Day. The flotilla was organised by Carrie Sant from City Saints as a symbol of Christian welcome for refugees and asylum seekers to the country. The Bishop of Thetford, the Right Reverend Alan Winton, stood on the bank, giving a hand to children and saying a prayer. The Bishop of Norwich's chaplain, the Reverend Susanna Gunner, said, "I felt very passionate about this idea. So many of us want to express the inclusion we feel, and this is a great way to show it. Since medieval times, Norwich has had a history of welcoming the stranger."
people will be able to enjoy an insight into Fijian art and culture in the latest major exhibition at the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts in Norwich. Fiji, Art and Life in the Pacific will open at the centre based at the University of East Anglia on October the 15th. The show, which features more than 270 works, is thought to be the largest and most comprehensive exhibition about the South Pacific nation ever assembled, and will take visitors on a journey through the art and cultural history of Fiji since the late 18th century. It is the result of a 3-year Arts and Humanities Research Council-funded project, which examined little-known Fijian collections in the UK and overseas, and is said to have uncovered some significant treasures.
Suzanne Vinet has grown an impressive sunflower reaching 3.50 metres to win the Robinson Skoda Sunflower Competition. Running since early May, the competition has been sweeping the county as competitors throughout Norfolk battled it out to grow the tallest sunflower. Winning an Apple iPad Air 2, Suzanne plans to share it among her family, with her daughter set to find it most useful, having just started at high school.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week.